Bob in the Black Boots here at the Crimson Cup Coffee Shop here in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm here with Gina and Wendell, and we're getting, we got some entertainment.
He likes boys to men.
Yeah, that's Velvet DeVoe, actually.
This girl kissed a lover, that girl is poison.
That girl is poison.
Yeah.
I love that song, man.
It's at least he's singing that one and not the other one that they had out, which is on that album, too.
Yeah.
That would be a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, anyway, we ate at a seafood buffet with my mom and her boyfriend, and it was very, very good. We had some sushi and some stuffed mushrooms and some shrimp and they and stuff. I love this place. There's always something going on. But yeah, we did that. Then we went to Magnolia because I think I've got one more stick of incense left, but it's always best to have a lot of incense around because it smells good. And I also got some albums for some pretty decent prices. I got a CD by an old band called Believer. They were a Christian thrash band from the late 80s and early 90s. And I got one of their old albums, and I got one by Ogre. Ogre was the frontman of a band called Skinny Puppy, and he split in the 90s after they did their album. They split after they did their album, The Process, because the record company wanted Skinny Puppy to be more, do more like Nine Inch Nails type music, even though Skinny Puppy influenced Trent Reznor, but they wanted more like metal guitars and more, not to be facetious, but more pop melody. And the rest of the band kind of fell in line. So Ogre did his part for that album and then split from the band for years and years and years. And then back, I think maybe like eight, maybe 10 years ago, he got back and they started doing music again. But he still does his own thing. And I got that one of his albums. And
that's cool.
So far it's pretty good. And then I also got the new 6 Feet Under CD, which is death metal.
And they should come out with a new Graveyard Classics, because those are funny.
I would really like to hear like their version of like Justin Bieber or Katy Perry songs, just to be smartasses. They had one of their Graveyard Classics was entirely of AC/DC songs. I'm having a black coffee, and Gina is having a butterscotch blended latte. It's really good.
With caramel on top. It's good. I like it.
Not really sure what our plans are for the weekend, but I don't know, hanging out. We may go to Eldo's tonight. We may not. I don't really know yet. Then tomorrow's just kind of a free-for-all. Tomorrow we might go get wings. We might not. I don't know. Hadn't really planned much for this weekend. The other day, we went to Cleveland to see a show. It was a couple of bands.
It's like a vacuum.
Yeah.
What is that?
A grinder, I think.
I didn't mean to interrupt your boo.
That's all right.
It just sounded.
I forget the name of the first band, but they weren't bad. They were kind of a local thrash band. It's on the Facebook. It's on the X Transmission FM Facebook page. Then there was Arcturus, which was a death metal band, and the singer, when he was talking, sounded kind of like a geek.
Yeah, he did.
But hey, that's cool. Then it was Death Stars, which I was actually very impressed by. They're kind of a Rammstein-esque industrial goth metal band, but they do some good stuff, and I bought one of their CDs at the store or at the counter, and they're pretty good. And then Moonspell, who was awesome, I bought their T-shirt. I've been a Moonspell fan for quite a while now. And then
they've been together for 20 years.
I know. Awesome. They're a good band. Check them out. And then we saw, and then Septic Flesh, who were awesome, a technical death metal band from Greece. And I didn't really know about them until last year, but I think they opened for Deicide last year. And then I'm like, ooh, I like Septic Flesh. Let me get some stuff by Septic Flesh. And then I got stuff, and I listened to stuff, and then I got impressed. And yeah. So it was a great time. We saw a couple friends of ours and had fun with them.
They got to wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, which was yesterday.
I said, every time we get together, it's going to be somebody's birthday, it looks like.
Yeah. And she and Gina were going to the bathroom, and I said, hey, person, do Willie a favor. Before she goes into the stall, run in there and lift the toilet seat lid. Did she do that?
No.
Oh. Oh, well. I thought it was funny. She thought it was funny. We thought it was funny. And they also had this Red Bull. They also had this, like, tropical Red Bull that tasted like it had mango juice in it. And it actually was pretty good. And I had a big Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Don't. I got hot.
Yeah.
I felt like I was the only person that was hot, but it was really hot.
Yeah.
And then I paid for dinner after the show. Yeah. It was really expensive. I mean, I'm not complaining about that. I just remember when we would get that same meal like 10 years ago, and it would be like $8 for both of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not complaining. I didn't want to pay for it. I was just more like, holy shit, when did fast food get so freaking expensive?
Yeah, I know, right?
But it was a good meal. Oops. I touched Bob's phone. It was a good meal, though. I liked it.
Yeah. And then, so, yeah. Not something we can do, like, every week, like, fly to Cleveland to see a show. I just wish more metal bands would come down here. But it's not a bad drive.
Except the road back is way more bumpy than the road there.
Yeah, really. So yeah, after we're done here, we're going to the library. I think we both got books in, don't we? Do you have any books in?
Yeah, one.
And then I got another collection of, like, radio mysteries. I gotta put them on my computer. Don't tell anybody. And then
probably listen to those.
Yeah. Then I guess that's our day. So I'm gonna go ahead and end this. Hope everybody's doing well, and I want to thank you again for hitting the follow button under the old Skull and Cross Boots. And I will check you guys' booze. And one thing I did learn on the new Audio Boom app is I can finally hit the old like button on your guys' booze, but I still have to troll your pages to find them, because when they have a Your Radio and you press play, it plays a couple of the people you follow and then a bunch of random crap that I don't have any interest in. So,
like stupid Russell Brand.
Yeah.
No offense to the English people, because I think he's English.
Yeah.
He's just really loud and annoying.
Right.
No offense.
Wash them at the same time as your clothes. Okay. Okay, so I will talk to you guys later. Take your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.